Higher tariffs are a tax on consumers in importing countries. And the Americans are dealing with this reality, which is an opposite of what the US president promised during his campaign. Remember, back then, he talked about what he would do when he comes to office, and that included lowering the grocery prices. And since the Liberation Day tariffs came into effect earlier this year, we have actually seen the opposite of that in a number of products in the food basket. And it is that reality of rising food prices that has compelled the US government to take an important step, which I think is generally a positive step, and I would have liked to see it much more wider than it currently is. And that step was to modify the Liberation Day tariffs on a number of food products. And that meant the exemption of some of the food products from those Liberation Day tariffs. This exemption applies to coffee, tea, fruit juices, cocoa, spices, avocados, bananas, coconuts, guavas, limes, oranges, mangoes, plantains, pineapples, various peppers, tomatoes, beef, as well as on fertilizers. And there's a whole range of products that the US administration released in an annexure where they outlined what are these products that would be exempted. But at the top of the list are those ones that I've just read out. And the key motivation is exactly that of trying to ease the burden on the consumers that are under pressure in the US. I would have liked to see that list becoming much more wider, perhaps saying they would exempt the entire agricultural list, but still, that is a first step. And the reason I would have liked to see that, of course, is because I am from a country that is a net exporter on agricultural products, and the US is one of the markets that we export to. Now, when you think about the US in the overall agricultural exports in South Africa, it is not as big. In 2024, South Africa exported about $13.7 billion of agricultural products. The US accounted for about 4% of that. But if you take that 4% and you say, what are the products that are concentrated in it? And you will see that it is citrus products, which then includes the oranges, nutkeys, grapefruits, and the other products, and table grapes, macadamia nuts, wine, ostrich products, and ice cream, amongst other products. Those are the products that constitute that 4%. And it is not just a small amount of money, because that's roughly about $500 million or so. So it is a lot of money that is within that 4%. So we cannot just dismiss it and say, oh, it doesn't matter. It is a small part of our exports. It's only 4%. But the other reality of it is that it has a regional bias. The Western Cape province of South Africa is more exposed to the US because of our citrus from that region that go to the US, table grapes, amongst other products, and wine. So when these Liberation Day tariffs came in place, we began to see a lot of concerns on that. But of course, if anyone has been observing the trade statistics out of South Africa, you would have noticed that this year, the trade stats has actually been quite bullish in South Africa. And there are a number of things that assisted us in that particular process. One is that there was that 90-day tariff pause that the US leadership put in place also earlier this year. What that did, it allowed the citrus exporters to push and front load the product, because it came at a time where the guys were starting to harvest their crops. And that allowed us to export quite a lot in the second quarter of this year, to an extent that if you look at South Africa's agricultural exports in the second quarter, you'll see that the products to the US were up 26% year on year, reaching $161 million. So that was partly because of that front loading and the tariff pause. And remember, 161 is still small. It is just in that quarter. And our overall agricultural exports to the US is about $500 million. And our overall agricultural exports to the world market in 2024 were at $13.7 billion. And my sense is that for 2025, we will likely see our exports crossing the $14 billion figure. And the other worry then now that sits with the South Africans is that we are still in the dark as to whether the AGOA, which is the African Growth Opportunities Act, will be renewed or not. If it is not renewed, it means then that South Africa faces the 30% import tariff in the US, and you add to that the previous tariffs that were at a most favored nation rate in the US. They're around 3.6%. So you can think of us having our tariffs moving from about 30% to 33% because of the non-renewal of AGOA. But of course, if AGOA is renewed, then we will remain with these Liberation Day tariffs, which are at 30%. But I think the overall point is that these higher tariffs make South African products uncompetitive in the US versus some of our competitors in Chile and Peru, which is why then we always worry and have been advocating for lower tariffs in there. And if our products then are not competitive, then you will see that their demand ultimately would reduce as the consumers that are already under pressure in the US would switch and look to other products. In the recent exemption that have been put in place now, we think that from a South African perspective, oranges, macadamia, and fruit juices are the ones that are likely to benefit from that. All of the other products that we send to the U.S. from the agricultural sector are unlikely to benefit from this, except, of course, in the coming days and weeks, the U.S. leadership decides that, you know what, we will again review this list and then increase the products that are in the list. And of course, what we want is that the overall citrus basket is included, table grapes are included, and of course, wine and the ostrich products are included, because those are the major agricultural products that we are exporting to the US. Now, beyond these modifications, South Africa is still engaging with the US to find a path forward, to say, can we be able to find our way and have a deal that we can put in place? And of course, those conversations are still underway. But I think we must remember and have grace of the fact that these conversations are proving to be difficult, to an extent that even the countries that do have the deals with the US, if you think about the EU and the Japan, they still face tariffs of ranging between 15 and 20%, even with all of those deals. And I think this shows just how difficult the path forward is in these negotiations and trying to make sure that we find access to the US. But I think South Africa should stay on in that path and see if we can be able to get lower tariffs. For the agricultural sector, I think the sweet spot, given, of course, and assuming that all of the other tariffs on our competitors are in place, is if we can be somewhere between 10 and 15%, I think we can be able to compete and compete quite fairly with some of the people that we participate in the US market with. But as things stand, there's a lot of pressure on the US, on the US consumer, and of course on us, South Africa, as exporters. But I think with these amendments and the exemption of certain products is something that one can only welcome and hope that we could see a much more wider exemption of a number of products in the coming days. And remember, when we are thinking in or about all of this, South Africa is also busy with its export diversification strategy. And the export diversification strategy is not a replacement of the US, but rather seeking to make sure that we have access in other markets in addition with this. So which is why I've always, in a number of platforms on X and other social media, where I've pushed against when people say, oh, forget the US, let's just go to the Middle East, to China and all of that. We have to go to those countries, but at the same time, while we continue to negotiate and see if we can secure better access in the US. Because remember, our negotiation of export markets with other countries is on the basis that the South African agricultural sector is at its growing stages. We are beginning to see our production widening, and we already export about half of what we produce. And we still have so much land that we can till and grow and plant other things on them. And when we do that, expanding the production, we will need to find the market. We cannot just be producing and producing a lot for our own domestic markets. We will have to have somewhere at which we can send these products to, which is why then the whole conversation about widening the export markets is usually important. It's really about making sure that we have access to other markets, not the replacement of the US. So we retain the US. We're still arguing and negotiating for lower tariffs. We retain what we have in the EU, in the UK, and all other markets, while at the end, and of course the greater African continent, while at the same time then trying to see if we can advance our access in China, in the whole Asia and the Middle East. So the US remains very important, and we are not attempting to replace it, but we are attempting to add on it. And the goal is still to get lower tariffs, but the recent modifications are a promising step and will benefit some of the agricultural industries.